from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and friends beyond the binary, I see you. I'm here for you. And I'm trying to create a safe place where you feel treated with dignity and respect, or dignity and respect, when I can fully complete my words. But ideally, my words, they don't roll off my tongue. They kind of tumble out of my mouth and onto your pillow. You know, and then I'd obviously then maybe start, if you're a drooler, you could drool. There's no drool or snoring judgments here. And I'm looking for extra stuff to say just to be goofy. Why? Because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep with tumbling words and other stuff. And if you're a regular listener, if you could just listen through the credits, these are the few ways we keep the show going. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and I actually need you to listen to this message. If you're a regular listener, Sleep With Me. If you're new, don't worry about it. But we've got some big decisions with the show on the horizon, so I really, really need your help. If you are a regular listener, Sleep With Me, and it has changed how you sleep, you rely on the show, you like the show, it does something for you, or you feel good about the podcast, you like it, or you count on it, I really got to ask you to take action. So if Sleep With Me means something to you, or you like it, if you can afford to support the show directly, or you're willing to consider up giving up one takeout lunch a month to support Sleep With Me, try out a trial of Sleep With Me Plus and test out Sleep With Me Plus over the 7-day trial and just see what you think. But I think you'll find you'll be blown away, because there's so many different ways to listen to Sleep With Me and stuff like that. So if you think you can afford to support the show, please do that at Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And if it doesn't make a difference to you, like it's like I can move on to something else if you stop making the show, or you decide to put out way, way less episodes, or you change what you're doing, I totally am fine with that. That's fine. But if Sleep With Me really does make a difference for you, I mean, I love making the show. I don't like being direct, because I usually get way more not nice emails when I'm direct about stuff. But I don't want to put out a message like 3 months from now and be like, you know what, we're changing things up and we've made some hard decisions. I want you to be a part of this decision-making process, because it's really like the other time Sleep With Me's been in this place. It's just taking being direct and saying, hey, if you care about the show, I need you to think about doing something about it. So think about it. It'll be cool. Like I trust that there's enough of you out there that get so much out of the show, because I've heard from you before. So yeah, check out sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, or take one of those other actions. And what do you say we get on with the show? Mystery Bard, there's a lot of people that work very hard on this show to keep it going. Who are they?
Chris Posty Posterson.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. the Lecture.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies.
Got a new album out.
I think you'll really like it.
You can get a copy at
JonathanMann.net.
Also, I made a longer version
of this credits song.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Laura, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud that we could dance to be part of Nine Fail Presents. So now on with the show.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you, everybody, so much that's out there supporting the sponsors and sharing about it. I really, really appreciate all of you doing that. Thank you so much. And let's get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time or temperature, changes in routine. You got stuff on. Maybe you got stuff on your mind. Maybe you have stuff on your plate. You're thinking of whatever it is. Maybe you don't. I hope you don't have any plates in bed. Not that, like, just because you say, well, it's gonna. This one went off the rails fast. I'm trying to figure out a way to quickly pull it around. But I say, okay. I was trying to think of a situation where I'd say, well, that's a good idea. Have a plate in your bed. And I guess I would say on a tray, that's always a good time, especially when someone's going to, like, those are hard words for me to say. Breakfast in bed, on a tray, brought by someone else, that's a good time to have it. It'll usually be tough. That would be pretty sweet. We could set that up maybe one day, to have a breakfast in bed and then a nap afterwards. Instead of saying, well, you got to have this breakfast in bed so you can get up and get moving or do some relaxing. You know, a lot of times they say, well, okay, now I want to prep, poof up your pillows and make you comfortable. Put on whatever you want on TV. Maybe give you a foot rub, hint, hint, hint. Imaginary person in my life rubbing my feet. And say, well, I don't want to have to, like, or maybe you have a dog that's licking your feet. You'd say, well, it's not so bad. And actually, like, I don't want to humble brag here. And I think this is pretty universal. And I'm already off topic for new listeners. So new listeners, I'll get right back to you. One of the nice things about my dog, Koi, is, and I think there's a lot of dogs that are like this, She's always happy to see you, even in the morning. It's like, I haven't seen you. And I guess it's the truth. Maybe we could carry this forward to our relationships. It's like, I haven't seen you in 8 to 10 hours. For a dog, it's like we've gone into some other realm. But she, like where I live now, I have my bed. And this is actually a new thing for us since we moved. So she has her bed. She sleeps in my room on a Casper a dog bed with a couple comfort blankets she likes to have. And I'll look over to her. Sometimes she's sleeping. She's lately been a deeper sleeper. So sometimes if she can sense if I'm getting up or something, sometimes she'll just look at me. But once she knows I'm committed to getting up or she needs something or she decides she wants to get up, she'll get very excited. There'll be a lot of tail wagging. She does a lot of head shakes with a smile, what it looks like. They wrote that song, Shake It Like a Red Nose. That's what Koa is, and they aren't kidding. Like, she shakes, her whole body shakes, side to side. She's wagging her tail and her butt and her upper body. And I say, it really is a buoying of spirits for me. I say, well, just let me get down there and give you some pets and hugs. Wow, you already, my day hasn't even started, and you've made my day. Now, sometimes I might go upstairs while she's still resting, or she doesn't think I'm actually getting up, and then I could be, you know, I just start drinking my coffee with a regular start to my day. But that's a pretty nice way to start your day. I don't know what I was talking about, though. That led me to that. But shout out to Koa. If you can hear me, Koa, I know you're upstairs waiting for me to finish recording, but just giving you a little shout out. Shout out to all the other animals out there, friends, forest friends, all of those that give us morning greetings. Thank you. If you're new, welcome. This is Sleep With Me. Went off. Did I start the show? I said, okay, we're going to, things on your mind. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use the lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents, go off topic. Usually I wait a while to go off topic. And what I do, so if you're new, here's a couple things. The structure of the show starts off with a few minutes of business at the top of the show. That's how we keep the show going. Then there's an intro. The intro that you're listening to now, it's not an ad or a promotion. It's a show within a show. Some listeners fall asleep during it. Some listeners find it soothing and familiar. Some listeners, a few listeners skip ahead. But a lot of people, it's part of their bedtime or bedtime wind down routine. More and more people I hear from listen to the intros or the whole episode during the day when they're feeling a little bit, you know, they need a little break. So that's the intro of the show. It's about 12 minutes of me trying to explain what the show is. But it's a thing, you know, it's not for everybody, so that's why you could skip ahead. But a lot of people like it. It's where I, you know, talk about my dog or something like that. I try to get to the point, but I give myself plenty of permission not to. And so if it's the first time you're listening to a show, you might be trying to make a little sense of it or expect it to follow a sensible structure. And it's a little bit different than that. It does follow a sensible structure. Usually a few minutes of business, a 12 to 16 to 18 minute intro, a few minutes of business, then a 45 minute story, and then some thank yous and good nights. And here's the great thing. Don't try to make too much sense of it, but you also don't need to listen. You can listen if you need it. As long as you need to listen to me, I'll be here to keep you company. But you're not under any pressure to absorb any of it. You could appreciate it. You could say, well, I could see Koa's tail. What was Scoots' dog's name, hon? He was talking about her last night. I think his dog's name was Toto, right? He has a dog's Toto. He has a lot of pets, Jif and Gif, Toto, Pitter and Patter, maybe one named Jiffy. I think he has a couple other ones too, but Gona, I think, was one of them, or Kona. He said, I don't know, I fell asleep fast. I'm pretty sure he was talking about maybe he was talking about the strategies of petting roosters, imaginary ones. That is what I think he was talking about the last intro. Oh, you slept so good. I slept so good. It's wonderful. So you don't need to listen to me. That's what I meant. There's also no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for about an hour. You drift off as you need to. I'm here to keep you company. There's no right or wrong way to do this. And I'll be here till the very end if you need me. And then you could listen to 299 other episodes in a row. So that's the structure of the show. And the reason I make the show is because I've been there in the deep, dark night and unable to fall asleep, waking up and not able to get, you know, whatever it is. I know it can kind of feel lonely and frustrating. And I want to help. And I want to, you know, with a little bit of silliness, a little bit of kindness, and a little bit of company. Speaking of which, tonight's company will be a second season of a series we did a while back with some familiar characters, Simon, G, and DK. So that'll be the story after this intro. And yeah, I mean, I think like let's try to find a metaphor here for the podcast. So I was talking about my dog, Koa. And how most of the time she gives me a nice morning greeting. Now she doesn't sleep in my room all the time. It just on the nights Sophia's here, she sleeps in Sophia's bed. And Koa doesn't sleep in my bed. She sleeps next to it, which is a luxury because I used to have a bed in my living room, was my bedroom. And so that was like a tough situation because I just had a curtain up. That was the width of the bed. And then Koa would sleep in the living room in front of the couch on her dog bed. So we had a little more. So this is a new stage in our relationship because I couldn't see through. I could be aware of her through the curtain and then pass the couch to the living room floor, which was also my bedroom, except for the illusion of the curtain room. But now I have a room and then I can look over and see her on the floor next to me. And then she can make eye contact with me, which maybe, you know, not all. She'd say, what were you saying in your sleep last night? Were you pretending you were Bette Midler again? And I'd say, Cole, when did you learn to talk? And she started singing like Bette Midler. And he said, oh, okay, this is a dream. So that was a bad example. But sometimes I'll wake up actually. And I'll make eye contact with her, and she'll help me greet the day. I guess that was my point. And sometimes you say, well, we just saw each other when I went to the bathroom at 3 in the morning, right? Or you say, are you greeting me out of the joy of seeing me, or because you want to go out OUT? But usually it's, a lot of times it's just, you say, well, just appreciate me. Give me some pets. How's that? It's, okay, that's soothing. Petting you is soothing me. But my point, I guess, is that it's a nice way to start the day. And I guess it could be a little bit stimulating because you say, okay, you're getting the dog's energy, sympathetic vibration, and then you're doing some tactile dog petting and soothing. Maybe there's a layer of self-soothing in there. Maybe there's some inner child, inner animal connection. Nice little way to kick the day off. This podcast is like a lower level version of that, where you say, okay, that's a good way to, we don't need to kick bedtime off for sure. And I don't, there doesn't need to be any wagging or panting or, whatever, at least in my bed, there's not, to gently go into bedtime, but with a little bit of a smile on your face or a smirk where you say, well, Scoots is here. Not sure exactly what he's talking about. Not sure if he's gotten exactly a point, but he's here to keep me company. He's here to take my mind off of stuff. He's here to be my boar bud, my boar bae, my boar friend, my boar sib, my boar cuz, my boar bestie. And, to be my companion in the deep, dark night. He's been there. He knows how it feels. And mostly the counter thing to that is to just be a little bit silly, a little bit goofy, to be myself. I don't know, something about this environment and sitting here talking to you that both puts me at ease and helps me to put you at ease, maybe. And you say, I could let my guard down. Scoots is going to keep me company. So that's why I'm here. If it's your first few times here, give it a few tries. That's what most listeners and reviewers say. You don't have to like it. It doesn't work for everybody. Life Hacker's got plenty of good sleep podcasts listed on there. There's a Heard From The Guy Who Makes Sleepy. He seems real nice. Harris makes Sleep Whispers. LibriVox has got some stuff. So there's plenty of other stuff out there. But give this show a try. Give it a try. See if it helps. I hope it does. I hope it does. I work very hard. I strive and I yearn. I'd really like to help you fall asleep. So thank you so much for coming by. And here's a few ways we keep the show going. All right, buddy, this is Scoots here. If you're new, you don't have to listen to this or worry about it. But if you're a regular listener, maybe you had the same experience I had when I tried to make the show, which was like, how come there's not something out there that sees how I'm feeling in the deep, dark night? And so I decided to make Sleep With Me because I said, is anybody else feeling this loneliness, this inability to turn off, that needs a distraction and a friend, that needs a podcast that puts you to sleep? And so I made Sleep With Me. And the reason we asked for support for the show, whether it's supporting the sponsors or supporting the show directly on Sleep With Me Plus, is because it over 120 hours per week of work goes into the show right now. And in the past, I did as much of that as I could myself, and that was never sustainable, right? So if you do count on it, supporting it, just make sure it'll be there for you. So your action kind of, make sure Sleep With Me will be there for you, but a lot of other people too. Kind of cool bonus. And if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, you get everything organized in the way you want to listen. You get story-only episodes. At certain tiers, you get all intro episodes. You get all-night extra-long compilations. You get bonus shows and exclusives that might not fit in this main feed, and you get ad-free full episodes, of course. But you also get that peace of mind and that joy of participating in something. I don't know, you say, wow, I'm glad this is in the world because I needed it. So if any of that appeals to you, think about supporting the show at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. But thanks, and those of you that are hearing this have supported the show in the past, thanks a lot, because the show's here because of you. And this isn't, I know not everybody's in a position to support the show, so I totally understand that too, and that's a great thing again for the people that do. There's people that would love to support the show but they can't, or there's people that would love to support the show but they're just kind of stuck or whatever. So your support supports the show for them too, so thank you so much. All right, hey everybody, welcome to our first episode of season two of a series we did a little while ago. I don't know exactly, I don't have it in front of me. How many years ago? Was it 2 years ago? Was it 1 year ago? Was it 18 months ago? Or was it 20, 30 months ago? I don't really know. I guess I'm not my own historian. So I'm going to try to do a recap or a catch-up or a grounding and fill you in and maybe answer some questions you might have. One, ideally, all the episodes will be procedural and independent, though sometimes they could be two-parters, sometimes episodes are two-parters. But for the most part, I try to keep new listeners in mind or people that bounce around. This first episode will be a grounder so that you say, okay, where were we? Where are we now? So you could refer back to it, but even if you listen to this out of order, it should be pretty straightforward because it's a PI, Big Farm PI. So first season was called Big Farm PI, and it was a tale of Simon, who was a recent arrival in the big farm in the sky, which is like, at least for him, was his, he had his earthly life, and then he moved on to the big farm life, which was his, next post-earth life, is the easiest way to say it. And I'm not sure exactly I remember everything about Simon. Sorry, Simon. He wasn't sure when he got there. A lot of pretty different than most mythologies, even within the Sleep With Me universe. This post Earth life, this big farm, kind of seemed open, but full of different mythologies and stuff. And he decided he was not happy, and he decided to open his own business, which was Big Farm PI, like a private eye. And he would help people solve things. Like, say, if you, you say, well, I don't know why these birds are, it sounds like, they're flocking around me or something. If that was a mystery, in the big farm, that might be a mystery. I think there was something with bird watching. I can't remember what it was. Was that even Big Farm in the Sky? Maybe that was another series. But solving things that were mysterious, is similar in a similar way to Sherlock Holmes, Poirot, Angela Lansbury's characters, whose name, in the town of Colby or whatever. So that was Simon. Now, Simon couldn't do it on his own, and he relied on his nieces, which, like, straightforward, great, like, a nod to the amazing Georgia and Karen from MFM. More of a tribute than based on them, but a nod to them and all they've done for Sleep With Me and all the support they've shown the show. So just a tribute to them and a subtle thank you. So a few things you might need to know about Simon and this post-Earth life world, the big farm. It's one particular one, not everybody, again, we won't get into, it's just one, I've been exposed to a few different post-Earth worlds and they're all pretty sweet. But in this post-Earth world, there's a couple of unique things about Simon that is not characteristic of all big farm residents. Simon can get in contact with people on Earth, in their Earth life still, just like Casper. And he can speak and interact with them. And he's even developed the skills of moving things and those kind of things. But he's doing that mostly because he was like L-O-N-L-E-Y or L-O-N-E-L-Y. And he said, well, I don't know. So he kept in touch with his niece, G, and her friend who lives with her, D-K, Georgian double K. And G and DK, but those are the names in the story, G and DK. And so he started working with them to solve things, and they had great times, and they solved some stuff, and everything seemed great. And then they took a break for reasons, and their lives have kind of gone on, to place set here. Oh, did I cover everything about Simon? Yeah, well, not everybody can transverse between worlds. Most of the people on the big farm, they're in the big farm period. But Simon, he was mostly solving things in the big farm. You'd think in some post-Earth worlds, all that stuff is solved. And in other post-Earth worlds, all this stuff's in your way on purpose. This post-Earth world, it's, different, a little bit dreamier. Seems pretty good, but, the cows that wouldn't moo. I think that was his first case. And you also have more interaction with the GODs. So there's a trickster god, I think, that was causing some of this stuff. But, you're up higher in the clouds. You're off the Earth. You're in the big farm in the sky. So stuff is more like that. But you could still lose stuff or say, why'd that cow stop mooing? Well, that's a mystery to me. If only we had someone to solve that mystery. Just like if we had someone to solve the mystery of how we start our shows. The mystery of someone so charismatic and wonderful. They would even come, even after I moved and I forgot to tell them that I moved. And they sat there texting me, but my phone was all like a... I ignored their text because I was in the middle of recording, and then they had a big shoot or something or some sort of commitment that was paid, and they still had to drive back to L.A., which takes 6 to 7 hours. Even someone so wonderful that may have been through those things still come to my new place, got some water, quietly drank it, and then waited for me to bring him in, and then would wait for me afterwards, not making any noise, especially now, because any movement would be even more because of the Harry Potter closets that we're in now, would come and introduce this new series. Someone like Mr. Antonio Banderas, everybody. Oh, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Scooter. Thanks for having me here. It's good to be at your new place. It's good to be back with another episode of Big Farm in the Sky. P.I. Let's crack this case. Yeah. Thanks, Antonio. I know your voice, it's hard when you're sitting in... Well, you weren't even sitting in a car, huh? You got dropped off. So sorry about that. Sorry you were sitting waiting for me. But really great. I mean, you really says a lot about your character. You're great. This is a new episode of Big Farm in the Sky, P.I., Season 2. Hey, Diane, it's me, Simon, and I know it's been a while since I've recorded any of these, Diane, except for... me complaining about not being able to find G and DK, but I finally tracked them down. I don't know what the interference was initially, but then I got sidetracked, Diane, which I didn't record any of this, but you'll probably hear about it because I know G and DK won't let me not talk about it, but I'm not happy to talk about it either. But I found them. I mean, I know they could have got a hold of me if they needed to, and I think they did. They tried to get a hold of me. It's different than the messaging systems that we use, Diane. But everything seems fine. They're just in a different state, and with an Aunt Penny, according to this, Diane. And I'm going to try to get a hold of him. I want it to be on the record so you could, transcribe all this, Diane, and keep me up to date. Hold on, Diane. I'm tuning in to G, DK. Can you hear me? I see you in a room with two beds. I can't quite tell if they're they're not bunk beds. They're those metal white swirly bed, headboard and footboard beds. I seeing the two of you sitting there, hearing me, looking at one another, giggling because you're waiting to see how long I'll keep talking. and I'll just keep talking until I'm 100% sure you're, and I'm coming into the, I'm materializing, and I'm fully, is it air conditioning on in here, G? It is, that's what I thought. DK, good to see you. You both, geez, your time has passed. You two are growing up. I've missed you. It is good to see you. Thanks. You know, I can materialize to hug level. Thank you both. Group hug. This is great. It's time to catch up. Finally, I found you. I know you did try to get a hold of me. It was weird that it was hard. We lost that connection there. But I think, you know, we go through phases in our life where we need our uncle from the big farm, our friend from the big farm. And I need my earthly friends, and life change. You know, there's even career changes, maybe. I've been busy. No, I didn't do any cases without you. I have not done any cases without you. Well, why not? I was going to ask you to. What are you doing? We're in Florida. I can tell because I could sense the big farm energy here. And there's like almost like an expressway coming out of here, a couple of them. I said, wait a second, did I know you? But that's not humor. That's real. I mean, it's funny, but it's true. And most of them couldn't see me anyway, no. I got to go first. Boy. Life is a big farm PI. Well, how do I explain this to you? A few things have changed. Let's put it that way. I'm looking at changing things up. No, I'm not being big farm PI. I did love doing it. I loved it so much. I was happy. I think I was getting happy being big farm PI. No, it's a long story. It's like changes. And maybe I need to get some more tangible skills is what I'm thinking. What am I talking about? Well, I got a job, I guess. That's one of the reasons I haven't been in touch is I have a day job. Day job? Yeah, in the big farm. Yeah, there's job. I mean, I was a PI. This is the first organization that I was aware of, in some sense, I was absorbed by a larger organization, and now I work for them. I don't know what the difference between it. I mean, this place is much more, it is a difference between a job and a hobby. You could say, and they've actually told me this, that was your hobby, Simon, being a big farm PI. Now, you're on a career track, maybe to be a PI. Well, no, it was like, I met this person new to the big farm who saw me sitting out there waiting, and I hadn't been in touch with you two because I know, whatever, you said, well, we need a break. And this person, they were walking and whistling, one, but a walking and whistling that was like a little bit not lost in thought, like some sort of focused walking and whistling. It was intense. And they stopped after they were two steps by my table that said Big Farm in the Sky, PI. And they had, they were into service-based businesses or something back on Earth. And they were asking me, weird questions, like stuff about customer funnel. I said, what? I just sit here. And what payment systems do I take? How does payment? I said, well, it's like a karma. But I said, like karma. And they said, oh, this karmic, you bill in karmic energy. And I said, no, it's more like we're all here together in this big, you know. And they said, that might be an issue. Maybe I should sit. And then they sat down. I did not invite them to sit down. And next thing you know, I'm working for this person. Well, no, it didn't happen that quick. They talked to me, and then I felt, and they said, well, what do we go with? How would you feel if I started a PI business? More broader, though, not just a PI. It's called Heavenly Solutions, and I know it's like, because there's, I said, this isn't that, I believe it's not that either. But I said, isn't that a little, And they said, it's branding. That's one of the things you're missing. And they said, don't worry, it won't infringe on you. But then it did, because they were putting up, I didn't realize there was advertising in the big farm, but apparently they had a marketing plan and a business plan. And eventually there was no, like, it was, for me, it was, it got pretty bored sitting there. And he kept walking by, whistling and filling me in. And then he said, geez, Simon, how many customers have you had since? And I said, none, zero. People, you know, he said, well, it's because of my customer first solution system or something. No, yeah, I was not grouchy. I was pretending, you know, right, I'm grouchy now, but yeah, when I was dealing with them, I was trying to be polite, you know, subservient and polite, because I didn't want to, you know, trying to be polite. Yeah, so they say they're like the ultimate fixer, heavenly solutions. We solve, ultimately solve, fix everything or something like that. He said aspirational, but mostly what they do is the same thing I was doing. No, but I don't know. I'm not a PI for them. Actually, I'm in billing. I'm on the billing team, I think. But the billing team's like they said, okay, we got to figure out the karmic billing. How are you doing it? I said, well, you wait. Maybe if you need something, someone remembers you did something nice for somebody else. And so they put me in, and they said, okay, once you got that down, we need it. I got to do a PowerPoint something about it. So I'm thinking, but I don't think I could leave just because then I'd be uncomfortable. Yeah, so yeah, I mean, to sum it up, Simon, that should be a song. Did you two, oh, it is a song you sang. It, the Hashik sisters, yeah, I've heard of them. Believe it or not, I have. I met one of their, family. Anyway, they showed me those videos. Yes, very entertaining. No, I don't know who Maddie B is. Maybe I don't. I mean, I've seen it. Okay, anyway. What was I? Oh, so, yeah, so I have a job. That's the thing. My business was taken over. So, no, they actually did. I did sign away Big Pharma in the Sky PI. So, technically, I think the only thing I'm not sure about the rules because I stopped listening. But I think I have to say subsidiary of Heavenly Solutions. And then they said, where's the trademark office around here? You know, those kind of things. I said, I don't know. And they said, well, just crack down on the billing. We need to get this billing. You're in charge of that, Simon. How are you going to get paid if we don't get paid? And I said, are you aware of where we are? Have you? And they said, yeah, we're here to solve things. Value for, you know, customer value first. I don't know. So I think that's, I'm trying to think of what else I have to, so no, I haven't solved anything. I haven't solved a billing problem. I know that. I haven't cracked the case. Oh, tell you something positive. Oh, you two are right. You totally know how to, you totally got my number. Well, okay, so you're right. What about, was I doing instead of solving the billing problem? DK and G, holy mackerel. I was thinking I've been working on an idea about a hero, you know, maybe influenced by who's here. Because I said to myself, okay, so you have gods and demigods, right? Maybe those aren't post-Earth people. Maybe those are, you know, they're coming from another direction. Like they live in some energy world or something, and they're coming into this same big farm that we're in after post-Earth life. Now, I haven't been enlightened on the energy flow of whether it's a circular or one way. You know what I'm saying? No. Well, I was thinking, why isn't there any superheroes up here, right? I mean, there's a difference between superheroes, which are from Earth, mostly, or right, or Earth's universe. When I say Earth, I mean our entire universe. I do mean that. Like, that timeline, not the entire universe that includes a big farm, and then this, whatever, it was energy universe that the demigods and gods come from. it's confusing. So that's why I'm simply wondering, why aren't there any superheroes? So I said, well, why isn't there any superhero material? And I said, Simon, you got to write that. You got to do it. So I said, well, I got to do, I put it on my list. I put it on my list in my head to start working on it. No, yeah, it would be someone up here who's a hero. Oh, did they get their powers here or somewhere else? They bring them from Earth. Good question. I'm working on that. I'm blue sky in that right out. Oh, great question. Did they get their powers as an older adult or they have them their whole life? Well, when I get to the backstory, do I have a hero in mind? Well, I have a couple of heroines in mind. I'll tell you that much. But they don't need to. They have the superpowers of deduction and empathetic listening. Yeah, I'm talking about you too, you silly gooses. Are they a member of a team or solo? For the time being, so very solo, independent operation. 100% confidence in their independence from other outside entities. But maybe there's some sort of a felonious organization that maybe they're nemesis, like Super Solutions, NNC, HHC, whatever they call the businesses here, Afterlife Holding Company, AHC. I think that was it. Yeah. I said, does that legal term? I said, I don't even know what the legal situation. I said, holy mackerel. I mean, I'm thinking to myself one time, and I don't mean to brag because I worked with the two of you, but I was like, we solved the dog that, tried to eat the moon or whatever. You know, I mean, Catapult Sally, whatever that was, I can only partially remember. You know, remember when those paintings were trying to find Steve Jobs? You two are No, I'm not doing it on purpose to crack you two up. But yeah, I think he or she would be a member of a soul. There would be a solo operation. What about a he or she that they're connected with? No, right now they're 100%. You know, they want to be by themselves solving things, except with their teammates across, except for their trusted allies. What kind of powers do they have? I have not figured that out yet. Oh, what do they call themselves? I don't know. I've been thinking about whatever the opposite of a Heavenly Solutions is, but without being 100% opposite, because it wouldn't be that. Because they said, this is even, how are you using that word here? I mean, I only say these things when I'm at my desk alone, but what do I do in billing? I think I covered that. Just trying to figure it out. It's not, is it all, no, the person that runs the place, you said, oh, we're going to develop your confidence, Simon. No, I don't want to say their name. I guess so, a bit like those other names. We got to build up, once you get this billing thing fixed, big thing, Simon, but first you got to believe in yourself. So until that, I guess I'm stuck in billing, but that's why I'm doing the superhero thing. I mean, ideally I would not work here anymore, I guess. But I'm trying to embrace my fate, right. Accept it or embrace it. I guess I was tolerating it. You're right. That's why I had to talk to you too. The superhero thing. No, embrace that fate. Okay, well, maybe it's good if we're talking. I might need your help. I guess that's probably why I'm here. Because, yeah, I guess I got to work out the details on that. So what's going on with the two of you? Well, what are you doing in Florida? Yeah, sabbatical? Wait a second. Aren't you in elementary school, grammar school? Middle school. So what do you mean sabbatical? Oh, that's what your school calls it? Self-study. Whoa. Wait a second. So self-study. So the two of you are in Florida studying things on your own instead of being in school. Wow. What an age you live in. What an age I was. That's beautiful. So what exactly are, okay, you catch me up. So you're living with your aunt, Penny. Okay, not technically your aunt, DK. I get it. Family friend. Just like us, we're family. We're friends. It's the same thing, right? Okay. So, so you're in Florida. Where, I mean, I know, where, tell me, okay, this is the largest retirement community in the United States. Oh, boy. That's interesting. What's it called? The towns with an E at the end. Yeah, I'm familiar. Yes, that's where we are. Yeah, from up above, I see a lot of golf courses and roads, cart paths. I saw a lot of people walking, a lot of shade, which was nice. I said, this is Florida, but they got a lot of shade. And, like, other than that, kind of looks just like, okay, it's just, it looks nice from up above. Uniform, I would say. So what exactly are you studying down there? Well, business, retirement business? I mean, that's a big business. No, your own business. You're starting your own business, and that's, you're studying business by running a business. What kind of business are you running? What do you mean awkward? Why do you say that like you're in a Disney movie or something? What's a Disney movie? Oh, that's awkward for me. How do I know that? It's not a frame of reference anymore, huh? Awkward. Okay, just tell me. I can see by your faces slow to tell me. You're helping find lost things, solve problems, or business doing this. Walk pets, run errands, solve mysteries maybe. That's why it's, okay, yeah. Well, I'm glad I inspired you. You could probably hear by my, that's great. Are you also, well, I know you probably waited to hear from me and we lost contact. Don't worry about it. It's just, it's fine that you're running your own your PI business here in Florida. Without your uncle. I know, you were waiting to reestablish connection. No, it's fine. It's great. It's a study. You're studying it and running your own business at the same time. Very independent and confident for the two of you. I'm proud of you. And it's a learning project. It's a powerful way to learn by doing. I'm very proud of your education system, too, that they would, you forced their hand. Well, that's good. I get it. It's great. No. I'm saying it's great, but I'm also experiencing feelings, as the two of you have taught me to experience. And what do you call your business so far? No name yet. Okay. Well, I guess you're in the same boat as me. How's it going? Oh, should I talk? Well, I'm just feeling a little surprised, I guess. I didn't expect this news. And, no, I'll get over it. Let's immerse ourselves in conversation, and then my feelings will flow to the next thing we talk about. No, I'm disappointed that I wasn't included, but it makes sense why I wasn't included, because we haven't talked. And you were just sitting waiting, and you said, well, we might as well start this business while we wait for Uncle Simon to arrive. Also, it'd be better if we started this business, because we got to go through all the systems at school. And, you know, when Uncle Simon gets there, we'll be ready to go. So how's it going so far? Not great. A lot of errands, a lot of pet walking, a lot of finding. Like, finding what? Mysteries? Stuff. Oh, like rummage. Okay, so you've rummaged through garages, boxes, okay, under couches, rugs. So more of a finder of lost things without the metaphor, or walking dogs and cats and strollers. That was a thing before I left, but that's still something that blows my mind. That's great. How is everything else? Because is it just me, or is your body language a little bit, like, how's it going in Florida? You seem... Is it just you guys? There's something here. I'm telling you, my my instincts from the big farm PI business are tickled. What's going on? Nothing. You, are you too disappointed you haven't had any cool cases, like the case of the missing dentures or something? Wasn't that a case we solved? That's not funny. Okay, well, I wasn't trying to be funny, but I guess you're saying they'd say, oh, they're in this box here. Okay, so what is it different living in Florida? Do you miss do you miss being at home? No, it's a bit of an adventure. Well, that's an attitude that that's a good attitude to have. But I could see, did I just get here at a moment? Are you two getting along? Oh, kind of. Oh boy, I better sit over here on this other bed here, and I'll take turns sitting next to each one of you if you're comfortable with that. What's going on? It's not us, it's her Aunt Penny. Oh, boy. Okay, well, so G said that. No, it's not, DK. Okay, yes, it is. Okay, thanks, G. Okay, I never learned those I messages totally. Let's just talk openly about what's going on, and we'll try to, I'm here as your, I'm here to learn to be an impartial listener. So, G, what's going on with the aunt? She's gotten very critical, like of you? No, not of you two. It's not a big deal. No, I'm not saying it is a big deal, DK. I understand it's your aunt, and she's your host. But I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this to help you two talk it out. Okay, so tell me more. Kind of like gossip. What do you mean when you say that, G? Like when those red carpet shows. Yes, I remember the red carpet shows. I think they still have them. The ones that kind of have laugh at the people, laugh not with them, about the dresses and things, and the suits and the haircuts. Okay, I know what you mean now. Like award show arrival. Make a fun of us. That's the type of thing you're talking about. Okay, but it's not a big deal. DK, I totally hear you. Never mind. You don't really want to talk about it. But here's the thing. We don't have to talk about it directly. Is it bugging you at all, DK? Or is just this conversation about it bugging you? Okay, she's just going through an adjustment phase from having the two of you here. That makes sense. Two young women come to stay with Aunt Penny, and it's not easy, right? She says, so if the three of you had any kind of things that would have initiated this, or is it just a sudden change or a gradual change? That's what I mean. I mean, I know you arriving. Wait a second. You tried to say something. DK, you cut her off. I said, be quiet. It's one other thing. Okay. No. Okay. Well, this, you know what? I'm going to be honest with the two of you. This is starting to seem like a case. And it's good you brought me here to help you crack this case. It's not a case. Okay, DK. Not a mystery. I got you. Okay. What was the thing you were going to say, though, G? I'm not taking sides, DK. I'm just saying, what were you going to say? She kind of does the thing in character, just like the red carpet. So she does it in a character. Okay. But it's come. Okay. Well, okay. Let's talk about this just honestly. What's the most obvious solution? Her reaction to the change of your arrival, right? What are some other very obvious causes? Okay, good. So you looked into those things 100% on board, she's checked in, she's checked up with all of her caretakers. Okay, that's good. So that's 100% bill of health clean. Okay, good. So that was one obvious solution. We got it out of the way. Okay, what about any new habits? All her habits are sound. Well, okay, she's busy. Okay. What else would be an obvious thing? This does seem like a little bit of a mystery then, unless it's directly... Like, have you, okay, DK, I know this isn't easy to talk about, but we're talking about it in a way we're going to try to find a way to solve it or just understand it better. How about that? We're just building our understanding. We might not be, we're not here to, remember when I talked about CIA from that book I read, control, interpret, or advise, maybe interpret. Well, that's, you're right about that. But for the time being, we'll try to keep that in mind, at least attempt not to control, interpret, or advise. And that's what we're kind of doing when we say, well, did your arrival cause this? Unless we, okay, so you did talk about it. Okay, tell me how that conversation went. Okay, go ahead, DK. You have other things. We don't solve our own mysteries. Okay, that's one of your rules. So I get it. I get it. Oh, like peeing in your own pool. You don't pee in your own pool. Of course not. But wait, wouldn't you be more comfortable peeing in your own pool than somebody else's pool? Okay, that's, yeah, no, haven't we solved our own cases before? I mean, I feel like every case was a case of, Simon needs to learn this, you know, a little bit. So I see your concern. I can see your concern that you've committed. And plus, it's not easy. Maybe there's an element of this of you two moving to Florida is a pretty big change. No school, not a lot of kids, Okay, here's another tactic. Here's another truth, not a tactic at all. Let me see if the two of you are comfortable with this. Let me just be honest with the two of you. I'm here clearly for your help. I mean, I took that job, let that person take over my business. Now I'm working in karmic billing, which isn't even a thing that I'm aware of. I'm feeling I have some jealousy, a little envy of both your friendship with one another and your ability to rely on each other, and that you started a business that your confidence. I guess I'm a little jealous of that as well. And of course, you're on Earth and young and all that, and you have these lives to live. It's pretty exciting. In your style, of course. Yeah, you two have a lot more style than your old Uncle Simon, for sure. And I think that's all going to be very useful here in this retirement community, the towns, with your business. What do I need help with, DK? FOMO, I guess that is it. I don't want to miss out on you two. I miss you two. One, I miss working with the two of you. Two, and I guess when I was by myself, I wasn't able, you're good advisors. Like I made the choices I made without your running them by you. I could have, what would you have to, okay, well, let's not get into my past mistakes. You're right. But it probably wouldn't have been, my business wouldn't have been absorbed by Heavenly Solutions. So I made a mistake and I'm here to learn from it, but I don't think I can learn from it on my own. So I think I'm here for a reason, a reconnection at this time. It was the kind of perfect timing we needed. So maybe I could help you two kind of solve cases here in the retirement community. How do you feel about that? Maybe just as a reverse role reversal. I could learn to advise myself by advising the two of you. Does that make any sense? Okay. You totally would want, yes, you're excited. You're clapping. You totally want my help. You want to help me. Yes, by accepting my help, you're helping me for sure. And maybe I could get the ideas for my superhero comic. Oh, so I don't draw. That's another issue. Even though I'm in another life, still can't draw. But yeah, I could come up with a story idea. You're right about that. Yeah, what if this is a practice case? This thing with your aunt, we're not here to CIA it, we're here to, what if it's just a practice? So we'll work on our solutions with this new roles that we're in. You two are the PIs, and I'm a role to be determined. A superhero. Well, I don't know if I'm a superhero. I mean, well, I'm in need of discovering my powers. How about that? A potential superhero. Okay, so let's go back to what do we know. If this is a test case or a real case, sure, but let's just see how it goes, eh? What do we know so far? I guess I am taking, this is a role reversal here because I'm running it. Okay, so she's taking on a new character or a new habit? Has there been any fallout? They'll say her friend took her out of pickleball. She was asked not to come back to pickleball. What's a pickleball? Is a ball shaped like a pickle? Oh, it's like that tennis. It's like paddleball, but okay. Well, that sounds fun. So they have courts here and they do that. The things I missed out on. This is, she's taking on a new character, even her friends. Okay, so this isn't just with the two of you. This is causing issues. You spoke to a friend, and a friend went through these things, that she's not nice anymore. This is good. So the friend, she said she was commenting on everyone's pickleball playing, the pickleball outfits, the pickleball rackets, the pickleballs. She was being a pickle, I guess. And she said, life's, you know, we're here to treat each other with dignity and kindness. This place, this may be heaven on earth. They need a heavenly solution. And they're really not tolerating the negativity. Okay. I mean, this sounds like a nice place to live. So when did all of this start that you're aware of? Because you were already here. Okay. About a week ago. Okay, after you had been here a week. Okay. But out of the blue, in history, as you've known Aunt Penny on and off, has she ever done this before? No. Okay, she was, the first time you saw it was after the pickleball thing. She was still talking about the people at the pickleball. Oh, then she was talking about the people at the restaurant where you ate lunch, the people at the restaurant, the people driving. Okay, fixated, I would say. Okay, her friend told her there would be a break with pickleball and to breathe. Okay, this makes sense. Okay, what other things, when she's doing this, you said she was doing it in character, what do you mean by that? She's making a motion with a hand and talking like it's a puppet a little bit. So it might be just some sort of catharsis. I think maybe we need to prove or disprove that it's just this reaction to change. Maybe like you're saying, she's saying, have you talked to her about it and how did it go? Before we talk about that, like what are the other experiences when you talk to Anne about moving there and all those things? Okay. So she sounds like a very empathetic and positive person normally, very encouraging. So this is out of character, right? She practices rigorous honesty. So maybe she would have said something to you up front. Is she doing this subtly or not? So then you talk to her. Okay, so you tried to talk to her about it. First she brushed you off. Then she kind of blamed everyone else. And that hurts your feelings. That makes sense. I understand why that would hurt both your feelings. Then you start to think coming here was a bad idea. Makes sense. I heard that before, and that makes sense, DK. Angie, I understand. But what else did she say? Try to play me back her words. Okay, that it wasn't me, that I'm not being negative. It's just something they're hearing, the negativity, and you're hearing. Okay, so blaming the other person and saying it's what you're hearing, not what she's saying. We're hearing it wrong. You're hearing it wrong. Did she kind of say something like you're imagining this? Okay, that makes sense. Making it all up. Okay, they're making it all up, the pickleball court. Okay, your nod says everything. I got you. I mean, this is definitely a case because here's the thing. Solutions are all good. We could find a way to say, hey, maybe I know it's not easy having two kids here and we're running a business and maybe it's a tension thing. Maybe you're getting a positive attention. But I don't know. I get my big farm gut is saying it is something deeper, like not with her. That's what I'm saying. This is out of her character. And as far as you know, like, as you said, when I was listening earlier, I didn't repeat this, but she has a self-care system. She has a support system. So this is, I think, I would say this seems to be some sort of outside force. And I guess just like if Data and Geordi were looking into this with Picard, I guess I'd be Geordi, of course. Worf, oh, I'm more of a Worf. Well, that's fine. He wasn't on all those cases, though. Is that okay? We solve it. We help your aunt with the stress. But if it's some sort of, I don't know. I have to think there's some sort of big farm connection to this. So I think what we do is maybe we let this conversation, because it's been so long since we talked, and this is a wonderful thing. You're here on your own, practicing your independence. How about this? I need to take a leap. What if I go and quit my job and I tell the boss, take your heavenly solutions and you stick it where the sun don't shine? That would be like, that's like a, that would be hilarious. Maybe I'll say that on the PA. Of course, it doesn't make any sense on many levels. That's why I love it. And I'm going to make a comic book, write a story. But really, what I'm going to do is help the two of you here on Earth, here in the towns, this large retirement community. We'll crack some cases. But for the time, maybe this dialogue, the two of you could support one another, because these are all legitimate feelings. Maybe we discover that we've released something in the room. Maybe we've released something in the home that puts a little bit more of a relaxation on it. And then your aunt says, well, I'm feeling this chill vibration. I didn't realize I was kind of gossiping, saying things. You know, maybe I watched, maybe, has she done any marathons on the E! Channel? Not that you, she doesn't have time to watch TV. Okay, well, I think, where do we start? Let's start, let's take a break, the two of us, three, you know, see how it goes. But then we'll look at what she's been up to. Because you said in character, that to me, oh, and she's in a play. Oh, okay. Well, that might be the second most obvious solution. Do we know what play she's in? That's, does she have to audition for the play? Okay, well, let's look into that next week, huh? But let's treat her with some love and kindness. Give her some space, maybe. But say, do you want some extra space right now? You know, take care of one another. We're here. You know, yeah, let's rest. Simon, I'm going to, I gotta go lie down for a while, to be honest. And then after I've rested, I'll say, well, how do I feel about quitting my job? Yeah, take this. How do I quit a job if they absorbed me? Well, I'll think about it. Okay, good night, you two. Yes, it's good to see you both. I love you both very, very much. And I can sense the love you have for one another and your aunt and the community around you. Okay, good night. I'll see you soon. This is your Uncle Simon. Diane, that's the end of the tape there. And, Diane, could you erase that thing when I said to shove it in the sun, don't, wherever? I don't want that getting back to my boss. Also, Diane, hopefully the next tape you'll hear, I quit the job, but I don't know if I could do it or not. Good night, Diane. I'm going to get in bed and you know, comfort myself under the covers here. No, just the covers around my shoulder, Diane. Thank you. I want to thank everybody that became a patron. Faith, Elizabeth, and Sarah, thanks, and good night. Michelle, Brandon, and Catherine, thank you, thanks, and good night. Dominic, Mary, and Catherine with a Y, thank you, thanks, and good night. Sean, Tatey, and Mercedes, thank you, thanks, and good night. Deborah, Christine, and Camille, thank you, thanks, and good night. Danielle, Teresa, and Bev, thank you, thanks, and good night. Megan, WITCH with a G, and Tomas, thank you, thanks, and good night. Pete, Annie, and Laura, thank you, thanks, and good night. Emmanuel, Molly, and Norman, thank you, thanks, and good night. Seabass, Michael, and Madeline, thank you, thanks, and good night. Mika, Emily, and Melissa, thank you, thanks, and good night. Amanda, Glacia, and Harrison, thanks, and good night. Jennifer, Abere and Troy, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Michelle, Jan, and Ryan, thanks, and good night. Rachel, Steve, and Shauna, thanks, and good night. Taylor, David, and Steven, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Jeff, Thomas, and Bjorn, thanks, and good night. Cheryl, Judas, and Kay, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Megan, Justin, and Christina, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Heather, Jenny, and Lee, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Marty, Living, and Abby, thanks, and good night. Dennis, Brooke, and Elizabeth, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Joel, Heather, and Daniel, and Lori, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Thanks, everybody who directly supports Sleep With Me. That's how we exist, as people who directly support the show on Patreon or support our sponsors. And we grow by people sharing their honest experience with the podcast by word of mouth or in their online communities. Don't do it on an airplane next to somebody. But you could, an airplane waiting area, in line at just a checkout, at your kid's PTA conference, whatever, at your job interview or some places that might be more appropriate. Thanks for helping grow the show. And what else? Sleep With Me is a proud member of Night Vale Presents. You can check out all the amazing shows over at nightvalepresents.com. And we're also a proud member of PRX, and you can see everything they're doing at prx.org. And here you go. Let me help you get a little more comfortable there. Sink in a little bit deeper. A warm and a cool breeze coming at you, and plenty of other episodes ready and waiting to go. Thanks and good night. All right, everybody, Scoots here. I'm doing our month in review on Sleep With Me Plus, which is similar, if you're still listening on Patreon, if you could think about moving over, but it's going to be similar to what you would have seen there this month. And as far as the ad-free episodes, a lot of them are coming out in the ad-supported feed that you all listen to as well. I got to find the right podcast app. So I was also buying time because on Sleep With Me Plus, one of the main differences is everything is separated out into its own feeds. So there's four different podcasts. I'm going to start with the bonus episode podcast. So it just has bonus shows. And on March 2nd, a mayor tour, Welcome to Scooterville, a postie special edition super deluxe episode came out. These are really cool. They come out on a couple Saturdays a month. And these are something that's just really important, been really important to me. Ideally down the road, we'll have budget to do more or somebody else even do a version two. But it's basically Chris Postie Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful. It takes an episode of Sleep With Me and reimagines it in a sense, which that's pretty much it. That's all the instructions for Chris. Hey, take an episode, reimagine it. But this year, Chris has been doing this for years. So in the bonus feed is years and years and years of this. As a matter of fact, in the bonus feed I'm looking at, there's 377 episodes. I think that's in the Boar Besties feed. But so right now in 2024, is that what year it is? Chris is doing this Scooterville series. So definitely worth checking out if you're like, love Sleep With Me, you're looking for something like a little bit different with some sound design, you want to listen to it during the day, or a lot of people, when they start to support the show and they discover these, this is what they sleep to because everybody's a little bit different. What else we got in this feed? Audio news, Scooterville, Contact, TNG Contact Part 2 came out since I think we last recorded this. And then a Fearless Flyer episode is about to come out. I think it may be this week, the February Fearless Flyer episode. Okay, then Boar Besties and Boar Friends also get a feed with all intro and all night shows. So Thursday night, an all intro episode came out. Weird, the all night episode, I might have archived it. But Big Farm in the Sky, PI. I guess there's an all-night episode that's going to come out or should be in this feed that so doesn't seem to be there. So this is good. I'm checking this. This is live quality control. Maybe it's in another feed. I put it in the wrong feed. But yeah, not sure which one it is either. So I'll have to look into that. So that's interesting. Okay, then you get a feed with ad-free full episodes, and so they don't have any. They don't have the supporter zone. They don't have the sponsor stuff. They don't have the mystery bard music or the thank yous at the end. But they are something that because you can listen to that in the ad-supported version, right? But so let's see, episode 1245 came out Sunday. That was Great British Bake Off episode 8. Multiplex episode 3 came out. Hickory Dickory Farms. Ren Fair with Ray came out March 3rd, 1243. 1242 Bake Off episode 7 came out. February 25th, Multiplex episode 2 came out. Julius J. Juice. What else we got? 1240 Apple Cider Redo. That was Trader Joe's Shop and Cook episode. Big retraction in that one. You know, retracted my opinion on apple cider donuts from Trader Joe's. So, yeah, and then the audio news. And then in story only, we had, the same thing. Everything comes out on Sleep With Me Plus. This is so cool. There's something we only have been able to do since we moved to a new platform. Is we're able to put out the story-only episodes and the full episodes on the same day because they're in separate podcasts. We couldn't do that on the old platform because everything would just been too clogged up and it would just been too confusing for a large number of people. So now, yeah, story-only, there's like a lot of story-only fans. And yeah, they got the same thing. Great British Bake Off 8, Multiplex 3, Ren Faire with Ray, Great British 7, Multiplex 2, Trader Joe's Shop and Cook, Apple Cider, then Dessert Week, Great British Bake Off, whatever, Episode 6, Multiplex 1, Wandering Towers, Board Game Unboxing. So yeah, that's everything that came out this week. I don't have my calendar in front of me. I've been working really hard at the planning calendar, and we got some exciting stuff coming up to sleep to. That's so exciting, you don't need to listen to it. What do we have? Multiplex 7 I recorded yesterday. Started writing Multiplex 8 today. These are a couple months away, but The Guild, the web series of The Guild, we did a part of season 1 of that, and we're definitely going to do season 1 of that and probably season 2, maybe go on, I don't know, maybe do season 1 and season 2 and take a break. Those will be coming out late spring, early summer. I came up with 2 new ideas for random Tuesday episodes, one with pillow, like other plush friends, a pillow pet, and then another one that will be called the Marble Vagabond. And those are episode ideas that came out of intros. Neither of those has been recorded, though. Those intros were recorded. The Marble Vagabond intro will be in part 2 of our coverage of the movie Bring It On. What else have we recorded? We did an episode called Willy Wonka Interactive Experience, Immersive Adventure, which I was really happy with. And that's going to be a new genre of Sleep With Me style show of like poorly run immersive experiences, like the one like that kind of what got a lot of press. And we got to work on the audio for something very similar, but it was called the Willy Wonka Experience. Also not a very high budget experience, but at least it had audio from Scoots or a narrator like Scoots. So that'll come out late spring, early summer. And then our crossover series, we got three episodes done, episode 2, 3, and 4 from season 1. So that'll be coming out this spring too and summer. So yeah, that's everything right now. And thanks so much. If you're listening, it's a free feed. It'd be great if you think about supporting the show at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. This enables us to do everything we do. And those of you that support the sponsors, we also really count on those of you that just spread the word about the show. So thank you for doing that. And that's it. Good night, everybody.